Blog Talk Radio.
The makings of a dream, follow the light, chase after your goal, don't give up the fight, travel that road, shoot for the stars, so follow your dreams and follow your heart.
All about all the goals you set, how you execute, stay on your path, long as you believe, then you will have, be who you want to be, live the lifestyle with luxury, poker face, don't let them see what you're going through, if you chase your dreams, you will succeed,
all you want is a mansion,
a condo in Manhattan, a ski lodge in the Aspens, beachfront in the Hamptons, know you gotta keep trying, know you gotta keep fighting. Gets hard sometimes, trying to filter out the hate with all that lying. So just push past them skeptics, jump over the yes men, skate across that bullish, still sticking to your plan, still following your dreams, never let hate get you down, tackle it, cause defense is the only way to stand your ground. Keep your mind set on the finer things, born leader so you achieve, never giving up on what you believe, couple setbacks but you still believe, so you push forward till your mark is made, change the game but you still gonna play, opposite. Do it and you can't do, so never mind what the haters say.
The makings of a dream, follow the light, chase after your goal, don't give up the fight, travel that road, shoot for the stars, so follow your dreams and follow your heart.
Can't break you down, so never give it up, can't break you down. People come and go, but don't stay around. Party mad hard, but don't play around. Follow your dreams, you just gotta find what you love. Don't talk about what you're doing. Better days bring change, so you gotta real talk, ain't cheap. It's not easy, might take long with all the hate move around me. I'm still standing, I'm still strong. Know you here for a purpose, never stop, keep trying. In the end, you deserve it. When the tears come, just dry them. When the love come, embrace it. Get rewarded for your patience. Keep doing everything you believe in. Be guaranteed you're gonna make it. You destined for the spotlight. When it's your turn, let it shine on you like a supernova on a dark night. Struggle hard, grind hard too. Gotta keep on trying. In the end, you will succeed. So just take what comes and make the best of it. And keep your mind set on your dreams. And move forward, don't give up. Fall down, but get up. Pick yourself up, brush it off, and keep pushing till it get better.
The makings of a dream, follow the light, chase after your goal, don't give up the fight, travel that road, shoot for the stars, so follow your dreams and follow your heart.
Stand up, fight hard, play tough, don't fall, dream big, don't quit, you can achieve it. Never give up, never give up. Never give up, never give up. Stand up, fight hard, play tough, don't fall. Dream big, don't quit, you can achieve it. Never give up, never give up, never give up, never give up.
The makings of a dream, follow the light, chase after your goal, don't give up the fight, travel that road, shoot for the stars, so follow your dreams and follow your heart.
You can do it, 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 you can do it.
Greetings and peace to you, our radio listening audience. Once again, welcome to our Sunday broadcast show, The Reality of the Creator, with our host speaker, Imam Shahid Shabazz. And I am your co-host, Isla Abdullah. For all of you out there in the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area who have been calling for snow, well, you got your snow this time. So, when this broadcast is over, you can get your sleighs, tires, skis, go outside and enjoy yourself. Today's subject is Islam is a way of life, not death. ISIS is an attempt to discredit the Islamic way of life. which is for all people. The enemy of all people is not Trump. The enemy of all people is peace. The war is on evil, not Islam. Islam will stop wars except peace. Islam is peace, justice, and equality, the way of life ordained for all mankind by the Almighty Creator, Allah. And now, I will turn the show over to our host, Imam Jaheed Chabab.
Thank you. Peace be unto you all. That means, in Arabic, Assalamu alaikum. As the co-host was saying or introducing you to Islam, this way of life, that is the meaning of Islam in Arabic language, not just the language of Arabic, but the language of the Quran. I have to make a distinction because the Quran, the Holy Quran, the final revelation for all people, all mankind, was revealed by Almighty Allah, the Creator, for all mankind. It was revealed as the final revelation and the final mercy to mankind. Prophet Muhammad, I was and always will be, since 1,407 years ago, the last prophet for all people. And he is said to be by Allah or the Creator of mercy for all mankind. So I want us to understand this, people, because the president just the other day said we are not at war with Islam, to the general public in America. And he said we're at war with extreme people, extremism. That is people in not only Islam, but all religions who take the religion to the extreme, to where they want to, in the name of God, they say, go out and take innocent life and say it's in the name of religion. Well, you cannot do that in Islam. Islam, as my co-host and wife said, Islam calls people to peace. It calls people to the true worship of the one true and ever-living Creator, Allah, the Creator who have no beginning and have no ending. This Creator is the Creator of all people. We have in Al-Islam what's called a principle of faith or a pillar of faith, and that particular pillar is called Hajj. When people go to Mecca annually, Islam was cut off. I was cut off, excuse me, people. I thought I was cut off, but I wasn't cut off, so I apologize. But as I was saying, this particular trip we make, you have people from all races in the world. Every nationality in the world is represented at the Hajj. And so, therefore, how can Islam be attacked on Christians? How can Islam be attacked on Jews or other people in religion when all people of faith, even here in America, you have a great following of people that used to be Christians that are now Muslims? And I'm saying that not to discredit Christianity, but I'm saying that to say if anybody is want to understand how to straighten out the problems in their life and to help straighten out the problems that we have as a human race, then Islam is the only way to straighten up the problems of the world. This is why the United States government, especially the Republicans, they want people of the United States to think that Islam is a way of violence. It's a way that calls people to terrorism and violence, which is absolutely incorrect. In fact, I had a friend I talked to this morning, and we were saying how it's just the opposite. If you study history, and most people in this country, especially African-Americans, they don't like to read. But history records all rewards all research, and history repeats itself. And if you study history, the same people that started the wars against mankind are the same people that started the wars over there in Iraq, Iran, Afghanistan. Study these people. These people are right here among you. So don't look across the water and think your enemy. Like Malcolm X said back here, if I had to, you put a gun in my hand and put me in your war, I'm not going to use that weapon against my brothers and sisters that you want me to go fight. I'm going to use it against you. You're my enemy. You're the one who's oppressing me every day. Like Muhammad Ali said during this Black History Month, so-called, because every month we, as black people, should understand African-Americans included in this talk. Everybody commemorates their history every day. Europeans, they let you know every day they study their history. They teach their children to know where they come from. How can you know where you're going if you don't know where you come from? You have to study your history as a people. And every people in the United States of America is in touch with their history except African-American people. So this is another big problem we got in particular as African-American people. And in general, the American public, they got a problem because they believe everything the government tell them or the news media tell them, which is the same thing. The government and the news media work together. In fact, the people that run the news media and work the government, they are one and the same. And they're liars. They want to discredit Islam so that the people won't be able to come together as one. They want to keep people divided in religion. Islam brings people to unity, not in religion, but in living right. Living right. Islam teaches you to live a righteous life. Islam teaches you to want for your brother what you want for yourself. Islam teaches you that when you submit your will as a human being completely to the will of Allah or your creator, then you become at peace with yourself because Almighty God is peace. Allah is peace. One of his titles is As-Salam. As-Salam means the peace. So you can't have peace if you don't have true faith in your Creator and realize that he is above all human causes and that once you submit to his will, anything can be eliminated. He's in control of good and evil. He said he only permits evil to exist in this world, in this creation, in this part of his creation, only as a trial for mankind. But evil have no power, we say, over those sincere souls who worship him, do not associate any partners, anything he created, as a god to be worshipped along with him. Then he say he will accept that and he will free you of the evils of yourself and the evils of this evil world that we're living in today. That's the only way, people. You have to submit. That's surrender. Surrender your will to the will of Almighty Allah. But that's not so easy, people, because it requires a jihad, a war, a spiritual war on your own self. I was reading in the Holy Quran this morning where Almighty God, Allah say, when you submit to his will and strive to do his will, which is striving for freedom, justice and equality for all people, striving righteousness, he say he will bless you with your soul inside your heart that he put in you. He say he will bless your soul and rise up out of your body above your physical self and take control over your physical appetites, your carnal, low desires that have people into all kinds of evil, have us into all kinds of evil. So people, Islam, President Obama is letting the world, the United States people know that the only way that they can have peace, they have to stop war. See, you can't have peace and war at the same time. You either going to have peace or you're going to have war. So if you're going to have peace, you got to submit to the will of Allah, your creator, If you want to stay at war, you continue following man, following yourself, and you'll always be at war, not with other people so much. You'll be at war with yourself, and then you'll be at war with all those around you, other human brothers and sisters in the human race. So the only way you can stop the warring, you have to stop being divided in faith. Stop being divided in religion. Almighty God, Allah, in the beginning of time, He didn't create religion. Islam is not a religion. He gave Adam and Eve, the first man and woman, He gave them a way of life, a way to live. You see? And He didn't just give them a way of life to live temporarily on this earth. He gave them a way of life that would lead them back eternally in eternal life in His eternal world, which is in the hereafter. So life is not temporary either, people. So you have to take, if you want to stop the misconceptions about the Islamic way of life, take your focus off following the United States government, following the media, news media here, and turn back to following the true and living, ever-living Creator in your own souls. Faith is personal. And each and every one of us has to save our own soul by recognition that salvation can't be bought, but it has to be earned by living a righteous life. You want your soul saved from the destruction of the evil of yourself in this evil world, then you have to surrender. Again, I say surrender, submit your will to the will of Almighty God, Allah, the Creator of the heavens and the earth, and then you will have peace. You know, people travel around the world searching for peace. People go out in God's creation, Allah's creation, searching for peace. And we do find peace in the creation of Allah. I mean, you look at the creation, you look at the animals, you look at the sun, the moon, the stars, all creation, and you see peace. You feel, give you a sense of peace. You know why? Because all creation submits to the will of Almighty Allah constantly. And that's why we see peace in the creation outside of us. Now, the matter with the human being, study creation, and you can learn how to get that peace. I just mentioned it, really. If we all were submitting to the will of our Creator like all creation as human being, we would have a peaceful world. But the problem is, Almighty Allah say, most people in the world, they don't have peace. They're at war with each other because each individual that I'm talking about, the Creator's talking about, He said they think of themselves as self-sufficient, meaning that they don't think that they have no responsibility to the Creator. They think they themselves created themselves. They think they can do what they want to do. They don't have to follow divine law. They think that they can just be free to do whatever they want to do. But people, freedom is not doing what you want to do, anything. Freedom means responsibility. Almighty God, Allah, said He offered the heavens, the earth, and all His creations with the responsibility to maintain and take care of this creation down here in the heavens and the earth. And He say all His creation refused to do so, being afraid that they wouldn't be able to fulfill the obligations of taking care of this world. So He said, mankind jumped on the responsibility. Yeah, we'll take it. Yeah, foolishly, not thinking about it, giving it thorough thought like the creation did, that if you do not fulfill your obligations to your Creator, there are consequences beyond your imagination that is of an eternal nature. You will pay eternally in the hellfire for not fulfilling your obligations and responsibilities to Almighty God, Allah, in living a righteous life, living a just life, wanting for your brother what you want for yourself, not talking it, but living it. You actions You see, Almighty God, Allah say those are true and faithful, sure in their action, word, and deeds. Not just those who talk faith, but those who live by faith. And faith, by the way, is belief in the unseen. You can't see Almighty God, Allah, but just because you don't see your Creator, that don't mean you shouldn't believe in Him. Who's the one keeping your breath going? Who's the one keeping your life sustained? Who's the one that provides your food? It's so many things. Who's the one keeping your body functioning without you even knowing what's going on inside your body? You know certainly it's not a man. It is your Creator, Allah. So this is what Islam teaches. Islam teaches about true life. Islam teaches how we can stop wars, stop the war. And President Obama is intelligent enough to know that. They try to say he's a Muslim, especially the Republicans here in this government. But what's wrong with being a Muslim anyway if he was? If, as long as he's living right. My mother told people years ago when I accepted Islam, and the Christians down in North Carolina, and that state is called a Bible Belt, by the way, they was trying to tell my mother, her Christian friend, that I was worshiping the wrong God, I was in the wrong religion, and that I was going to hell. My mother corrected them and said to them, my son is living a righteous life, and the God that he's serving, it's the same God that we're supposed to be serving as Christians. It's not two gods, a God for Muslims and Christians, but it's only one God. And the main thing is how you live. It ain't what religion you say you follow anyway. It's how you live. And my son is living a righteous life. He was out here in crime and committing crimes and doing things wrong that he that was wrong. But since he accepted that way of life, his religion, Islam, I've seen my son change. So y'all, stop saying that. You will not say to me that all Muslims are bad because they are under the religion, not religion, the way of life of Islam. So study for yourself, people. Don't just listen at the news media, which is nothing but media is for teaching false propaganda and lies about anybody or any way that's good. This country... the last Pope of Rome said this country, America, was a culture, America's culture, that is, excuse me, was a culture of death. And we see that in the United States of America, the people, the majority of the people, they love evil. They love evil more than they do good. In fact, you know, look around you and see how quick these people are to, the majority of them in America, the United States of America, to support evil rather than good. President Obama, he's a good man. But the majority of people now that they voted him in, since he won't, they've been trying to make him a God like he can change their life, and he ain't no God, he's just a man. He's doing the best he can, but the government is made up of a body. You got the head, he represents the head, and you got the body. The Congress, the Senate, and all that. If you don't, if the body and the head don't cooperate, you can't govern the body. You can't govern, the head can't govern the body if the body don't cooperate with the head. So we have to understand, if we don't clear our heads of this falsehood and the lies that we've been indoctrinated under here in the United States of America, African-American people and all people in the, in this country, they're lied to every day. They're misled every day by the news media, by the government. This government represents, and the news media here represents oppression. They don't represent peace. They have started the wars with the Muslims and then tell you the Muslims started the war. They start wars with Muslims. Recently, here in Washington, D.C., I got ill, had to go to the hospital, and they treated me like I was a terrorist. They laughed at me, left me laying out to die. That's what kind of country we live in, a country that hates not Islam, but it hates what Islam represents, freedom, justice, and equality. This is an oppressive government here, the United States government. It's the most oppressive government in the world. And during this month, Black History Month, we need to understand that many of our people have lost their lives in the past, going all the way back 100 years ago, you see. And they've lost their lives just asking this country this government to give them what? God Almighty Allah gave us every human being. He gave us freedom, he gave us justice, and he gave us equality. And that is Islam. And he say he created all human beings equal and gave us inalienable rights, rights that no human being should try to take from another human being and can take from another human being if they, long as they stay in touch and harmony and agreement with his will. That is your freedom. He gave us freedom to do right. He gave us justice so that we would want for others what we want the good for ourselves. And he gave us equality because he made us all equal with equal opportunity to serve him and live a good life if we so choose, if we so will. But the key is will. You have to have the will to do right. Almighty Allah say, there's nothing like somebody blind, mentally blind or spiritually blind, who will not see, who don't have the will to see. And most of the people in the United States of America don't have the will to see the truth, even though the truth is right here in their face. They don't have the will to accept the truth because they want to live the American dream. And that's all living in America is. It's a dream. Now that dream, like Malcolm X or Elhaj Malik Shabazz said, is turned into a nightmare. It's hell living in America if you're trying to do right. If you want to be evil, unjust, selfish, and corrupt, America is the place to be. But if you want to live right, America is one of the worstest places to be. But at the same time, you can live in America and still have peace, though you live in all hell is all around you, if you internally connect with your Creator and stay in touch with his will, no matter what evil is around you, stay, live inside. Be in this corrupt American world, but don't be of it. Don't think like most people think. Think for yourself. Submit to the will of Almighty God, Allah, for yourself. And know that your salvation lies in your own hands. No one can save you. And again, getting back to the title, Islam calls us to life and living an eternal life. It don't just call us to life and don't define life. Islam defines life as submission to the one who is the author of life, submitting your will to the will of Almighty Allah. You don't submit to the one who can give you life, you can't have life. And life is not in materialism, people. Life is in spirituality. You have to understand that. That life is eternal. Spirituality is eternal. Allah, the Creator, is eternal. He's not temporary. So in these temporary pledges and things, you cannot get life out of things that are dead. Except that the Creator is in anything, those things don't have life. So at this time, I'll break and let any guests you have come on, give any comments or just if they disagree, they can disagree, and we can't disagree to agree, so we'll turn over to the co-host and let her bring on anyone or give some comments herself at this time. Thank you for your listening. I appreciate it. Bear patience with us today. Assalamu alaikum. Peace be unto you all.
Thank you, Imam Shahid Shabazz. Don't go away, audience. This is just a break. Just one of those breaks that we have to let you know that you're listening to the radio broadcast show of Imam Shahid Shabazz, The Reality of a Creator. It comes on every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. to 12:30. We want to thank you out there in the audience who have taken time out to listen in today and to support us in bringing you spiritual information about the truth of life, the way of life that we all should be living, and clearing up some of these misconceptions that are given to the people. We want you to understand that Islam is a way of life. That means that it is not here for us to harm withdraw ourselves, to destroy one another, as what's happening today. And to hate one another. It is here for us to love one another, to want for our brothers and sisters what we want for ourselves, to bring peace on earth, to support each other. As we look here today in America and all over, there's a show on television that my husband watches, and it's about killing and how the wives kill the husband,
Islam is not a war against Islam at all. It is a war against, shall we say, some maverick individuals who happen to practice. Well, they're not practicing the faith of Islam, because if they were practicing the faith of Islam, they would not have these violent tendencies. And also, there is, to the best of my knowledge, a coalition of Islamic nations who have come together to actually denounce the activities and actions of ISIS.
That's right.
They have come together. Islamic countries and nations and peoples have come together to actually denounce the activities of ISIS. So in light of that, it is not Islam that is the problem. It is maverick individuals who say they practice Islam, but that practice, by definition, they are actually telling us and the world a lie. In the same way that we shall not hate all Caucasian people because of the acts of, say, one Timothy McVeigh.
That's right.
Timothy McVeigh that did that action, not sure all was. White people. Okay? So there are many examples of individuals of a certain color, a certain religion, a certain belief, that goes off the deep end mentally for whatever reason and does an act of violence. It does not mean individuals who practice that faith, religion, or belief are the same way. As Americans need to do is to follow a phrase coined by the great Chuck D, a Public Enemy, and his phrase was, "Don't believe the hype." The hype is our media. The hype is the media that will direct us in a path that they will want the masses to go to aggrandize their own pockets, and also
right.
the whim and belief of whatever political faction is backing that particular network. We have a conservative
right.
slant on Fox. We have a liberal slant on MSNBC. What we all need to seek is the truth. And the
That's
truth
right.
only comes through individuals banding themselves together, either individually or collectively, and researching what is real yourself. Never depend
That's right.
on mass media to make a decision for you.
That's
that
right.
is the worst mistake of your life. I remember when
Absolutely.
I was a small child, the CBS Evening News anchor was Walter Cronkite. And everyone
yeah.
used to say, Walter Cronkite said this, and Walter Cronkite said that. Well, my father stepped in and educated me to the point, and my dad said, Walter Cronkite didn't say anything. Walter Cronkite was reading copy. He was reading. And if a person or an individual in the newsroom
That's
wrote
right.
the wrong thing on their copy, Walter Cronkite would read that wrong copy because he was reading. If it doesn't sound right to you, it may not be right to you. So go out and do the research yourself.
That's right.
I want to appreciate this opportunity to say a few words and an opportunity to let individuals know that Islam is about peace, love, and togetherness. Thank you all so
yes,
much for allowing me this time.
Thank you. The pleasure is ours. That was absolutely awesome. The Creator, those words that he inspired your soul to share with us was absolutely awesome. Actually, I wanted to hear you continue because it was so beautiful and thought-provoking. It was a message to wake up the minds, to wake up the hearts and souls of these people so that they will understand that they have to, it's in the Bible that the Christians follow, that the Creator say, if you seek his knowledge, he'll bless you to find it. But he's
yes,
speaking
yes.
to you as an individual. In the Quran, it is confirmed, Allah says, the Creator says, our creation as human beings, as individual. He said, our death as an individual and our resurrection at the day of judgment, resurrection and judgment, all is no way but as an individual soul. So what is he saying? He's saying what Mr. Bill just said. Everybody's salvation relies on them seeking their Creator and get to know him for themselves, that no one else can save you, and he's not going to allow you, excuse me, to save. On the day of judgment, I was misled because I didn't seek you for myself. He's going to ask you if you've been misled. He said the misleaders and the misled going to both be responsible for their conduct. So what is he saying? He's saying if you allow someone to mislead you, whether it's Fox News, Radio, or CBS, NBC, it makes no difference. You are obligated as individual souls to seek the truth for yourself. And Almighty Allah, the Creator, say that, you know, even if you got, he made us families here on earth. But he say when we stand before him on the day of resurrection and judgment, you will be by yourself. You will be alone. You won't have, he say you won't even know your mother. He say you won't even know your children. Because all of us are not really related to each other unless we're related in the spirit of truth, justice, and righteousness, in the spirit of Almighty God. Only the spirit can make us one. So, Mr. Bill just spoke. I think we have maybe another guest at this time. Mr. Bill, that was magnificent. I hope you will come back on. We have another guest. We will let them come on. And please, if you will, come back on if you just say a few words, because they were powerful words. Thank you, sir. And thank you, audience. Peace be unto you all for listening.
Yes, we do have another guest. This number is 202-604-4045. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from?
Thaddeus. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam, brother Thaddeus.
Hey, how you doing? It's the Uncle Shaheed. I apologize for last week.
How are you?
I'm good, I'm good. I apologize about... Yeah, I apologize for last week. At the same time, I was listening and I got called to work. And I couldn't listen anymore and get in, and give it input. So, with that, I'd like to add to what you were saying about how folks are, especially Americans, are coming against Islam. Now, here's the thing: it's not that it's Islam. Like you were saying, Uncle, it's the extremist. It's a misconception, and it's been a misconception for thousands of years. You know, let's say like since the 1600s. They've doctored things. They made words up. Like, for instance, the word J, the letter J, wasn't created until the 1600s. There's no such thing as Jesus. It's Joshua. Okay, and all this time they've been doing things against people of a different culture, background, ethnicity. Back then there was no word of ethnicity. You just look different, and all of a sudden you're not human. But in the name of God, in the name of Jesus, we have to do this to you. They've been doing this for eons. Oh, it has to be done because God says so. But it's a misconception, a misunderstanding of what the word preaches, be it Islam or the new thing, the Christianity. It's just a vast misconception. And it's coming to light now, but they have got people to still believe this. And it's believed. You know what I'm saying? It's believed. You know, you hear some atrocious things. You see the burnings of people. People are being tortured, were tortured, and still are to this day. Slavery is transferred from working in the fields to being in prison. And they find loopholes, and the legal language is so tricky that they allow people to be in prison for minor infractions against society. You're not a tyrant, but you're a tyrant in their eyes because you did this. oh, you're not paying your bills, you're not paying this, we're going to lock you up. Hey, look, this woman just, get her name, just got what, an option, get a year of probation, or either 8 years. But you, we all know she's not going to get it. She's going to get that probation. Fascinating, but it's the truth. And it's a misconception of what God is about. You understand what I'm saying? That is not what God is about. Okay, the ISIS brothers, they're going above and beyond. And I believe that it is their misconception of what the Holy Quran is saying. It's not saying to go out and just kill people. I mean, you're destroying God's creation. How would God look at you? You're destroying God's creation. You find a spider in your house, you don't kill it. Put it back outside. People will react. It may be forgivable for just mass killing people, harvesting organs. That's what the mass media is saying. Who knows? Because I'm not there. But I am here in Washington, D.C., and I see the atrocities that are happening right now. You see what I'm saying? As a matter of fact, I am a product of it. And my thing is, my will is strong enough to know that, hey, I know a difference. I'm not going to allow myself to fall victim. You see what I'm saying? I was offered.
Yes, sir.
I have a situation. I was offered to hang someone else to clear my record. I have a warrant. Put it out there. I don't care. But to hang someone else for what they're doing. They're doing some unjust things. Now, my thing is, do I let it go away? Do I have to chill out, keep my nose clean? Or do I sell another brother up the road because he may have a family? But these are the things we have to think about. And they put you in this position to where there is no end. Do you have a choice? They make it so that there is no choice. When I say they, that is the government. That is the people who are deciding things. Yeah, Obama has his agenda, and he is bucking against the white supremacists and these Klan members that wear no robes anymore. You know what I'm saying? Fascinating thing. So it's a war. It's a battle. On our side of that, there is a battle within oneself.
That's right.
I am on. Hey, Uncle Shai. Hey, look. I am on a battle. I am battling every day.
Everybody has a battle.
Oh yeah. For sure. That was Shaitan throws things at you. He makes you want to do stuff.
That's right.
But we're dealing with Allah. You gotta be patient. Chill out.
You do.
And just have faith. Look, everything's gonna work out. You see what I'm saying?
That's right.
I'm on something big right now. I'm on something so huge. I don't even know what to do with myself. But Shaitan is throwing something at you gotta pay this. You got no work for the whole week because of the snow. Oh man, what am I gonna do? I'm tripping. Chill out. Breathe. That's faith. That's God. That's a lot. Chill out, breathe. I got you. And I know he got me. You see what I'm saying? I know he got me. So a lot of people freak out about things because, hey, look, it's all about the have and the have-nots. What do I have? It's fascinating to me. It's very fascinating to me. And to be put in this situation. And now, I've been in this situation for quite a while. Only recently, my head has been cleared enough to say, hey, you know what? I got to bow my head and just straight up grind. Pray about it and just grind, do what I do. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Life is not fair. The only time I see that life is fair when I look up in the trees right now and I see these birds chirping away, happy as ever.
Well, this is one thing, if I could just say this, Thaddeus, excuse me for cutting you, but I just want to say, make one correction. Life is fair, but what's not fair is injustice. See, injustice makes people say life is not fair. But the first injustice that happens in a person's life is not from outside of them or from someone else. It's being unjust to oneself by not recognizing your Creator inside of you and understanding the purpose of life, that He's given you His life. And that is to strive for more life. It's not to strive for death. And the Creator say that on the day of resurrection and judgment, most people that worship material things in the material world and believe only in what they see, not in the unseen, He say it will be as if though this whole material universe never existed and this spiritual world was always there. And in reality, we are taught in Al-Islam, in the Holy Quran, from the Creator of all people, that the Creator, Allah, is the only reality. You can't see Him, but who's sustaining the creation of the heavens and the earth and our life every day? Right now, it's the unseen Creator. So faith, the United States teaches people to believe only in what they see. And so the United States educational system is corrupt because it teaches people to worship material things rather than the Creator, the creation rather than the Creator. And this is how they can keep people divided, because if people were worshiping the one true Creator and Him alone, we would come together as one. We couldn't be divided. There's a plan, united, we stand. Divided we fall. But you can't unite on material with material things. Material things keep you divided. Material, looking at material acquisition, obtaining material things, that can't give you no knowledge of the Creator. You got to go beyond the material things and search for the one that created them things, and then you will see who you are, and you will see who your brother are, and you will see that y'all are one, and the material things can not divide you. The Satan cannot divide you with religion or material things.
Very true. Okay, I stand corrected. Let me put it this way. It is not fair because it is set in place as such. It is set in place as such to the fact that I can see a group of black folks who only think that this is their content of just receiving instead of trying to go out and create. Go out and do something with yourself. You're asking, it's a homeless man asking me for money. I'm going to give it to him because that's the will of God. That's the will of Allah. If I have it, I'm going to give it. Point blank, simple, no questions asked. I don't care what you're going to do with it. My mind is there, like, I know what you're going to do with it, but you asked me. You didn't try to take it. Now, it's set up to the point where you must have these things. You must have it. In order to live comfortably, you must have these things. So everything is set up to the point where you have to be doing what you got to do. You got to work for John, Joe, whoever, or you're going to create something. Me, I want to create something. I don't like to ask my wife for nothing. And I will.
Brother Thaddeus, I just want to come in again and make a correction, and then we have to give way to another guest. Because we have to keep the show going with guests, you know, speakers.
But
I just want to say that the Creator say that if you know someone is going to use whatever you give them to hurt themselves, to do wrong, you are not supposed to support them. So, no, we are not supposed to just give someone money if we know they're alcoholic. Why would you give them money to continue to destroy their body with alcohol? If you know they're drug addict, why would you? Wait a minute, I'm not finished. Brother Patty, this is what the Creator say. I'm not making this up. This is common sense. So you have to think. Even in helping people, you can't hurt and help someone at the same time. Either you're helping them or you're hurting them. I was in the ambulance the other day on the highway having a heart attack. Okay? They came out there, and rather than helping me, you have laughing at me because I was a Muslim, and they was taking their time, and I know this because the Creator let me know. They was hoping I'd die. Why? Because I'm a strong advocate of truth and justice, and I'm one working hard as I can. I can't speak for my wife or nobody else. More than I can myself, to establish true Islam in the United States of America for over 40 years so that the people would know the truth about the government. But I don't even have to talk that much now because the government is so corrupt and it's manifesting itself. The Creator is manifesting the evil of this government, the lies and the falsehood of this government that's not a democracy. That's supposed to be, but it's a hypocrisy, like Malcolm X said. We never seen democracy in America, especially African Americans. All we've seen is hypocrisy. So we can't be hypocritical with one another. We can't help one another and hurt one another at the same time. So you cannot do that. The Creator say that if you contribute to something wrong, you're going to share in the responsibility of that wrong that you're contributing to. So we
okay,
help each other in We help each other in the right. We help each other in the right. Okay, but I'm just saying, we help each other in the right. We can't help each other in the wrong. At this time, we got to cut at this time, that is, I want to cut and give away to another host. I have a new guest on. I appreciate you coming on. I felt you was coming on. Allah revealed that to me, and I appreciate you coming on because we missed you last Sunday. But let me bring on my other guest, if he's still there, Mr. Bill Gordon. This is a new individual, spiritual man that I just was met when I was working up on Georgia Avenue by the Safeway and Piney Branch. So I want to let him come back on if he's still here at this time.
All right.
Then thank you, Thaddeus.
All right.
Thank you, Brother Thaddeus.
Peace.
That is so much beautiful. I've gotten something from what you said when you talked about the first part. The stuff you thought that the first he had is the first vowel is in one own step. Now, remember my mother used to be from the Christian church, I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. And that was saying that she would say, I'm fighting myself. But I can treat you right. I have to be right to myself before I can be right to you. And
that's right.
That's the way that people have gone away from all of that. They've got to come back, and they got to be searching within themselves first. Thaddeus, are you still with us? Thaddeus? I believe some reason he was answering me, so he got cut off. Also, our other guest, he's not with us anymore. I guess he had to leave early. We want to thank him for coming on. But I want to say also that we have to understand that here today in the United States and all over the world, but here we're talking about the United States, they are using the faith to condemn Islam and to praise Islam. They have used throughout history. They used of all the great leaders, from Arthur Starley, Nelson Mandela, Gandhi, Frederick Douglass, Selman, Malcolm X, Elijah Muhammad, all great people to try to stand for life, to try to teach the people about this evil wicked government, to bring about the good, the way of Allah, to bring righteousness back on earth. They try to destroy them by telling lies and the lies, deceiving the people, the minds of the people, who think they were the enemies. In fact, they were the ones who were trying to help the people, to keep people from being destroyed from the enemy within. The enemy is within, in the country, in the country. This is where we have all the prophets, Almighty God, Allah, from Adam, from Prophet Adam to Prophet Muhammad, they were condemned likewise too. They also, at that time, they always been trying to destroy Allah, God's work, destroy righteousness from being on earth, coming on earth. But and not then, as you can see today, goodness and righteousness always been. You can see it today. because who are we teaching about? Who are we studying? Who are we recognizing as models? The same people they tried to condemn and destroy throughout history are the ones that people are recognizing as the models to live by today. So I want to remind the audience, radio broadcast show off in him, Shahid Jabal, the reality of the Creator. Thank you, our listening audience, for joining us. And again, I'm going to give the show gratitude to him, Shahid Jabal.
Oh, thank you very much. Listening audience, I want to emphasize the point that our Creator, Allah, is indeed the only reality. Just speak with me for a moment, people, if you will, those listening. You cannot see the one Creator who created you. When you look at yourself, when you look in the creation, you cannot see the Creator. But when you look inside of your own soul, your own heart, with a purity of intentions, to understand, to know, and do the will of Allah, your Creator, then you will see Him. You see spirit with spirit, and you see carnal or material with material. That is that we can only see the material creation of the Creator with our material eyes of the body in the head. But you cannot see the Creator of creation unless you take your focus, your attention off what you see and focus your attention completely on the One, the unseen. His world is unseen. But at the same time, His world is unseen. That don't mean it don't exist. But this country has miseducated us and taught us to believe that if you can't see it, don't believe it. Only believe in what you see. That is the death of the human soul. Because if the human soul believes that, then they won't believe in Allah, in the Creator. You can't see Allah, but who's the one sustaining all creation? The unseen Creator, Allah. When the snow just came all over this country, who brought the snow all over this country? Who bring the rain down from the heavens? Who bring the food out of the earth that we eat? It is the unseen Creator. And we all know that whether you say you believe in the Creator or not, whether you want to practice evil or not, you know in your own soul, your Creator. You know it. And at certain times in your life, even if you don't believe in your Creator, you call on Him. And I know this to be a fact, because He created you that way. It ain't no way. He said you're going to submit to His plan and His will, willingly or unwillingly. Yes. So this is something very important. This talk today and all the other talks are very important, because most people, even in Islam, they're playing with Islam. They think if they done took Islam and made Islam a religion. That's why you got extremism in Islam, because people then took Islam, most of them, especially the so-called leaders, out of context. They're practicing what's called bid'ah. Bid'ah in Arabic means innovations. They have invented into Islam their own corrupt ideas, their own evil, just like they did in Christianity, the Christians and the Jews did in Judaism. The Muslims now, the majority of them, have did that with Islam. So like President Obama said, again, I go back. The war that the United States have now, most of the war, in fact, not most, all of these wars, the United States government have started these wars. Yes, they have. They started these wars. The Muslims, if they left the Africans, the Muslims and other people alone, trying to go over there and take what natural resources they got, mainly oil, because this government is about capitalism, All about greed, money, and power. Not only power, or they don't even have power over their own country. Can't even control the evil in the United States. But they want to go over and say all the people are evil. But like my wife said, look around you at the evil practice in America. America's culture is a culture of death. They kill in America every day just for the hell of it. At least I'm not justifying no terrorists in Islam, no suicide bombings ISIS or terrorism. Islam don't condone that. Islam condone peace, justice, freedom, and equality for everybody, not just Muslims. But this country right here don't condone peace. It condones evil. It condones selfishness. It condones injustice. It condones falsehood, lying to the people, saying one thing good and just to cover up their evil. But Almighty God, Allah, is exposing this corrupt government, this corrupt country for what it really is. Wicked, selfish, and evil. And like the Pope of Rome said, the last Pope, not this one of Rome, said, and I go back to it, I often like to refer to it, because you can see it, everybody in this country, in the world, can see that the culture of America is a culture of death. What do culture mean? Culture really means way of living. So the way of living that this country, America, likes to live is a life of evil, is a life of selfishness, is a life of greed. The rich not helping the poor, letting the poor fend for themselves, taking God consciousness out of school so that the children won't grow up knowing that there is a God and that they are accountable to a God and responsible for their conduct. How can the government expect for people not to break the law when the government itself don't condone law, it condones lawlessness. It condones injustice. It condones wrong thinking. They steal in the government. The government steals from the government, but don't want you to steal as a citizen when they won't even give you a wage or a pay that you can survive on and take care of your family. They force you into crime in this country, and especially the African American. They won't give you jobs, African American, and they give you, and they know you, if you got to eat, you got to survive, and they take the jobs out of this country and take them elsewhere for cheap labor. This is a corrupt government, and I'll stand against it until I die, and it's got to be destroyed because it's based on falsehood, lies, and wickedness, rather than true justice, freedom, and equality. That's what it says based on, but the actions say that's a contradiction, an absolute lie. So you see, people, this is wake-up time. We don't have much longer here on this earth. And you got evil thinking it's going to win. Evil have never won in the battle or the fight between evil and the goodness of the Creator. It have never won. And I read this morning in the Holy Quran where the Creator says nobody do good. If nobody stands up for his truth, he say his truth going to prevail anyway because he say he don't need human help to establish his truth on this earth. He always established his truth himself. So he said whether we do our part to stand up against injustice, inequality. He said he going to establish justice and equality as he did in the beginning when he created the heavens and the earth. It's coming, people. And if you fight against justice, equality, and this goodness, you will self-destruct and you will destroy each other. That's where the wars come from, rebelling against the plan of Almighty God Allah, your Creator, whoever you want to call him, Yahshua, Yahweh. But Allah means all in all. That's the best name for the Creator because he's all in all. His spirit is the same spirit in all creation. He's all in all in his creation. So I want to let my co-host, beautiful wife, comment at this time, and we'll continue the program otherwise until she's ready for the program to end. Thank you for listening. Peace be with you all. If you accept truth, accept Al-Islam, you'll be accepting your own soul back in your body. You bring your soul back in your body. Bring your real life back in your body. Reject the material things in the sense of don't think these things can bring you life. They can only give you temporary help while you're in the temporary world. But your real life is eternal, and that it is in your immortal soul. That is in your immortal soul within your own heart. But you got to have pure
purity. You have to desire purity, not corruption. And when you desire and strive for material things, they lead you into evil. But when you strive to please your Creator, get to know your Creator, Allah, and strive to please Allah, your Creator only, it will bring you, that will bring you into your real spiritual life and peace within your own soul and peace with everybody else, even your enemy. And the enemies are true. The Creator said, once you come at peace with him, he'll to make your enemies become your friend. Peace, people. I'll give away to the co-host, my wife, at this time. Thank you.
Thank you, Imam Shahid Tabal, to our radio listening audience again. I want to remind you that you're listening to the radio broadcast of Imam Shahid Tabal, the reality of the Creator. We come on every Sunday at 10:30. Thank you for joining us, and make sure you pass the word and have your friend, someone in your friend, family, co-workers to join us also for these beautiful, life-giving teachings of Imam Wasim Imam Shahid Shabazz. We want to thank you so much. His teachings are so beautiful that they remind me of Imam Wasim Muhammad. You think that he was back in this again? Yes, he is.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, so we want to thank you, and I want to say that if there's any of you out there in the radio listening audience who would like to have a word to say, make a comment, or ask a question, just dial number one, push number one on your phone, and we will see you on the switchboard and be glad to have you join us with some feedback. What we need, we want to know what we can do to improve and what it is that you appreciate about what about the show. And again, we want to ask you to remind others of our show and to have them to come on too. We love to have feedback. We love to have guest speakers. And we want to thank the guest speakers we had today. That was Brother Bill Gordon, and that was my nephew, Thaddeus McNeil. We certainly appreciate his support. He's always surprising us in coming on. And we can see that he's growing stronger and stronger by his comments. And we thank Allah for that. I just want to say that I was thinking when I was listening to the teachings of the truth, brothers and sisters, is from within. The truth goes marching on, the song they used to sing years ago. And that's what is happening now. The truth will always cannot be destroyed. You can't kill the truth. You can try all you want to, but it only has to grow stronger. But the righteous-minded, for the sincere-minded, for those who believe and see the Creator as one Creator and humanity as one creation, and we're all one big family, these are the ones who will succeed in the end, who will win through, who will carry the truth on and bring back the way of life that was ordained to live. And that's a life of peace, justice, and equality among mankind. To bring it back. Bring back the harmony and good in life. And people were loving one another, glad to reach out and help one another. They didn't think about stuff. They always thought about the next door neighbor, the brother, the person down the street. And you always have them calling in and checking. And if they didn't see somebody that they would see regularly, they'd check and find out why they didn't see that person. You don't have this type of care anymore. It's gone. But it must come back, and it will come back. That good life that people say they miss and wonder where it's gone to, it just went around the corner for a minute. We have to know what the evil is so that we can want and appreciate the good. So that evil voice appeared and has made itself shown, but it was only for a quick minute. It would be like it never existed in a few days because you, the people, we, as one family, one human family, we're going to destroy this evil ourselves. And they're going to cut those lies that they're telling on one another on religion and trying to blame other people for the evil and wrong that they're doing themselves right in their own yard and going over into other countries and doing and creating conflicts and problems for others as well. All of this will be recognized, and we will win through. Islam is a way of life. Again, it's the right way of life, the good way of life. But we are by to bring you this peace, justice, only because it's ordained. It's the laws and rules of the Creator that he has ordained for man to live by to live the best of life, to have a successful life, a good life here on earth. So, it will, once again, as it has existed before on earth. As I said, I don't see where there is any more people on the air yet who would like to comment. I don't see any listeners who have come through who have hit that number one button and would like to give a comment. We want to again thank the ones that we did have, and I'm going to bring back now, maybe for the last word, Imam Shaheed Shabazz. We have about 45 minutes left, but we can continue with the show. If for some reason he's not feeling his best and wants to end the show today, we can say it's a great, wonderful, and beautiful show, and we're definitely enjoying it. But we will leave it at his discretion because we don't want him to go into ill health. He hasn't been feeling well. He's been a very sick man. And Allah bless him to feel well enough to come on today and give us this beautiful message from him that he had to share with us. We thank him for that. We don't want him to overdo. But if he has any more words to say, we want him to come back on and give us some more of that good life teachings that our Creator has put within him to share with us. Now back to Imam Shaheed Shabazz.
Thank you very much. Very, very inspiring words. Yes, though I've been going through my trials, the Creator, Allah, the Most High, say that we that been chosen, the men that's been chosen to teach us truth, we must teach it under all circumstances, whether we're well physically or physically not well, we must still speak its truth. Even when I was just the other day on the stretcher, on the highway, going to the hospital, in the hospital, even though I was being mistreated by these ungodly people in this country, in the positions to help you, but they ain't helping the true believers. They're trying to hurt us. They're trying to destroy us. I still was blessed by Almighty God Allah to speak his truth, lying down on my back, having a heart attack when Almighty God relieved me of that. I started speaking the truth right after he brought it off of me, and I started praying. And it was the power of Almighty God Allah that brought me out of the hospital, because those people in the hospital here in Washington, D.C., was trying to kill me, as they tried to kill me in North Carolina when I was in and out of the hospital, but even more so here in Washington, D.C. This is the capital of corruption. Washington, D.C. is the capital, I say again, of corruption. It's supposed to be the leading government in the world. What is it leading people into? Is it leading them in the right, or is it leading them in the wrong? You can answer that yourself. I don't have to answer that for nobody. Just look around you, and you don't have to go far. Look in your own neighborhood. Look in your own apartment building. Look in your own housing units, where you stay, your homes, in your neighborhood. And you have people all around you in this country, they love killing. They love hurting the wrong. Hurting the good. The wrong love hurting the good. These people in this country, the majority of them, that's not natural. That's unnatural. What does that mean? That means it's against nature. Almighty God, Allah, said he created all nature good. He said he created the nature of creation good. He created the nature of the human being good. So we live in a country we can clearly see that's under the influence of the devil, of the Satan. It's been perverted. They love evil, where their true nature is to love good. It's to do good, to love good. If your nature is good, that means you love doing good. If your nature is perverted and changed to a corrupt nature, that means you love doing evil and you love perpetuating and promoting evil. And you love hurting the good and trying to destroy the good. That's America. If you want to describe the United States of America, that's her. So whatever way the Creator blessed me to feel, after I get through being blessed to teach and talk to you all today, it doesn't matter. It's all going to be good for me. The Creator said, whatever happens to a believer in this world, a true believer, is for our good. He said he don't desire any ill or harm for us. So I know my Creator, if he blessed me to talk today, he want me to talk. When I was out there suffering the other day and in the hospitals up here a couple of times, I had to endure that. And I called on my Creator. He's the one brought me through. And he's the one going to bring me through, and only true believer through always. Another thing I want to break at this time, and mention to you all, to bring to your attention, Everything, especially in the United States, it costs money. Even the water we drink, it costs money. It's a wonder they ain't charging you to breathe in this country. Every breath you take, charge you at least a penny or something. It's so materialistic. But I want to say to you people, the radio broadcast, we don't want no money. The man that came on, our guest, he, Mr. Bill Gordon, he's from Washington, D.C., but he's staying in Durham, North Carolina right now. That's my hometown, my home state and hometown. And I met him up here in Washington. I was out on Georgia Avenue, and I had a lot of Holy Qurans and a lot of literature for people to help waken their soul and mind back to the whole truth and bring them out of the darkness of falsehood, lies, and wickedness. And that man happened to come by the table, and he was very impressed. I had one table full of Holy Qurans in Arabic, Spanish, and English. Appealing to all the people of the world because we're one human family. And that man brought one, went back to North Carolina, and unlike most people, even in Islam, they say they're Muslim, you can tell they ain't reading the Quran by their conduct. Because if one read the Holy Quran, that man said everything he read in the Quran, he just began, he said he can't bear witness that it's nothing but the truth. And anybody with a sincerity in their heart, with intelligence, that ain't deaf, dumb, and blind, mentally and spiritually, you read the Quran, you'll know that you're reading the words of the Creator and not a man. In the Bible and other books, you got people's versions of the truth. Who can tell you the truth other than the one that, who is the author of truth? And Almighty Allah says in the Holy Quran, whose word can be truer than my word? And all of you can answer that for yourself. Nobody. Nobody. So I want to read a few ayats or verses out of the Holy Quran for all of those who say they believe in Almighty God, Allah, the Creator. Whether you say you're Muslim, Christian, Jew, Buddhist, Hindu, it makes no difference. We have the same Creator. And if you don't bear witness now that we all worship, have the same Creator, you will soon bear witness. Everybody going to confess. La ilaha illallah. There's no God but Allah, the one God. You're going to confess that. And every knee going to bow down and sister in worship to the one Creator, whether you want to or not, whether you believe what I'm saying or not. Keep living. You're going to die. And when you die, you're going to be resurrected. And then those that don't die physically, you still going to die because at that day, the Almighty God blows the trumpet for all the dead to rise up. Everybody that's left on the earth going to die too. Their soul, spirit of Almighty Allah going to leave their body. Whatever condition, Almighty God Allah said women on earth that's pregnant, when the second trumpet is blown, that trumpet is blown for the dead to raise up and rise up for judgment in the Creator's world in the after, you're going to leave your body. Spirit going to leave your body. Everybody going to die on earth and those in the grave. You're going to die. Death, is Almighty God, Allah say, is sure for everybody. So no matter how much cream you get to put on your body to try to get wrinkles out, no matter how much medication or herb you take to preserve your body, you're still going to die. We were created, and just as sure as you were created and born, your death is sure for you too. You're going to die. So what we should be trying to prepare for is life. And life is not death. And everything in the material world is dying. So if you want life, you have to strive for what is beyond the material world that will take you into life. Not what, but the spirit, spiritual life, which is beyond what you can see in the material world. I want to emphasize that. Because most people today, especially in the United States of America, they only believe in what they see. You see? They only believe in the things they see. But the reality that they can't see, the Creator, they don't believe in. But they'll call on this Creator that they don't believe in when they get in trouble. They'll call on him when they're about to get killed. When somebody about some harm is about to come on them, the first thing you hear is, oh, Lord. But then you didn't know the Lord before this harm, this death getting ready to come in. Me and my wife were talking about the program on TV, Deadly Sins. And it was just showing how in the United States, people just killing for just all kinds of reasons. Mainly for money and for sexual appetites. Uncontrolled sexual appetites. Unchecked by the knowledge of Almighty God, which is moral knowledge, knowledge to teach you right from wrong, good from evil. They don't teach that in the United States of America. They only teach false knowledge to lead people into evil, to lead people into hatred of good and love of evil. There was a movie Eddie Murphy played on an actor, and that was called Vampire in Brooklyn. And he jumped into a preacher's body, a preacher, a Christian preacher. And he was talking about teaching them out in the public, okay? And one of the things he did, I want to remind you of, he jumped in the body of the preacher, and the preacher was no longer teaching the word of Almighty God. He started teaching falsehood and truth. And one of the things when evil was in him, evil said to one man out there in the audience, he said, "Brother so-and-so, you went out with a prostitute last night." And he said, "Now that was wrong, that was evil, and you got away." He said, "But listen, all of you." He said, "Brother so-and-so, it was some good in that evil because you got some pleasure out of that evil, didn't you? You enjoyed yourself, didn't you?" And the man should have said, "Yeah." So he said, "See there?" He said, "It's good and evil." And the people just stopped when he said that. And you could see them thinking, there's evil. I mean, there's good and evil. Their own nature told them that was a lie. But there's this government. That's this society we live in. They have made evil fast even. It's all right. They passed laws, done already passed laws for men to marry men, women to marry women, gays and lesbians to marry. That's the law of the United States of America. You go in a lot of other countries, you won't find these laws, immoral laws, established in the government. As corrupt and evil as the United States government try to make the Muslim world, you won't find in Muslim countries right now them passing laws where men can marry men and women can marry women. So you have to look at the whole picture. Don't just look at what this evil government and these evil people on these news media are telling you in the United States of America, Fox News and other corrupt medias teaching you lies about Islam. And really, it ain't even about Islam. If that's a word, Islam means submission to the will of your Creator. They don't want you to submit to your Creator. They want you to continue in the United States of America to submit to their evil, wicked leadership, misleading you straight to the hellfire. So it's your choice, though, people. You have to make the choice. Are you going to investigate Islam for yourself? Are you going to continue to believe what this corrupt United States government and media is teaching you about Islam? President Obama said clearly and still said, the war is not on Islam. The war is against evil in evil people in Islam perpetrating Islam, just like you got evil people in Christianity perpetrating evil, like the man said talking this morning on the program, Mr. Bill Gordon. I had already said in the hospital when I was listening to President Obama, I said for the whole hospital, it's not a war against Islam, it's a war against evil. I say you can't blame the whole Islamic, the billions of people in Islam for what a few misguided, misled people do. Just like you can't blame all the Christian world in the United States, the Christian country, for what Timothy McVeigh did when he blew up the Oklahoma City building in Oklahoma City some years back. And even that long ago, I ain't got a short memory like most people in America. I don't forget the evil that America do, and America tell you about the evil of Islam, but don't look at our own evil. No, no, no more days like that. So, you know, no, I'm not through talking until the Creator says stop talking. And whatever be my state after he blessed me to talk to you all today, so be it. I accept it. Whatever he do for me, it's all good. And whatever he do for any of you all, it's all good. He said in my conclusion that all the good that comes in our life, Allah, the Creator say this. Well, no matter what name you want to give him, I'm talking about the spiritual Creator you can't see. That have no beginning, no ending. And the one who has, he has no partner. He begets not no son, nor have any woman begot him. He have no beginning and no ending. And in the beginning, it was just him. And in the end, when he destroyed this whole world and everything in it, it's going to be his word and him standing forever and forever, people. So if you want to live beyond this little temporary, miserable, evil world that you're in right now, the life that you're in right now, take your attention right now, offer, striving for materialism, and start striving for spiritual good. Use the material thing to acquire or attain the spiritual good that will last you forever. So you make a choice, people, today. Do you want a temporary life in this world and an eternal, not life, but existence of torment in the afterlife, in the hellfire? Or do you want a good life here and a good life? A much better life in the world to come and Almighty God Allah's world in the hereafter. The choice is yours, people, but you can't blame nobody. We are not blaming the United States for our personal responsibility to live good. We have to blame ourselves. But you do blame this misguided, ungodly leadership of in the United States, because they have not only misled the United States, the citizens, the people of the United States, into evil and corruption. They misled the whole world into corruption, evil and falsehood. But we still have to take personal responsibility for our own actions, people. So seek the Creator, Allah, for yourself. Strive to get to know him. But you got to be sincere. Don't call on him when you think you need him. Understand that you need the Creator, Allah, from the time he created you until you die. You need him, whether you recognize it or not. I'm saying to you today that you need your Creator all the time. And he says that even you Muslim who want to live a hypocritical life, who want to speak truth, talk Arabic in the Quran, but live a corrupt life, he's saying to you that you are all going to be in the lowest depths of the hellfire for being hypocrites in Islam and misleading the other people away from the only way of life for the whole world. I'm talking to you hypocrite Muslims now, because the majority of you, especially in the United States of America, you Muslims, are nothing but hypocrites. You won't even stand up for the truth, but you attack another Muslim. You're trying to teach another Muslim. And especially those who are from other Muslim countries, the African-American Muslims want to follow them and worship them as gods and listen at them rather than listening at Almighty God, Allah himself, in the Quran, the book of Allah, and in their own heart and soul. But they go try to educate you and live a corrupt life themselves. You ain't qualified. Almighty Allah said to teach nobody else the truth when you got his word. You got his book, the Quran, and you won't even practice the truth in his book yourself. He said, do you not understand the penalty for that? It's eternal hellfire. So, people, in my conclusion, I want to thank you for your time, and I pray that you all will support us every Sunday from 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Also, we could use whatever donations you all could support us with in this program of truth, freedom, justice, and equality, and the reality of the Creator every Sunday by sending a donation to these two numbers, phone numbers. The first one, the area code, is 336-497-8734. And the next number is 301 area code 672-3381. We would like to end this with a prayer and thank you again for your time today. May the Creator bless America with the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth in the Holy Quran, and he's doing it fast in the whole world, so we can come back to one creation, one Creator as it is, and one human family. Very soon. It's going to happen whether we submit or not, real soon, people. So with that, I would like to say, with the name of Allah, the merciful, benefactor, the merciful, redeemer, all praise is due to Allah, the cherisher and sustainer of all the worlds, most gracious, most merciful, master, ruler of the day of judgment. Thee do we worship, and thine do we serve, and your aid only do we see. Show us the straight way, the way of those on whom thou hast bestowed thy grace, those whose portion is not wrath, and who go not astray. I mean, I greet you all as I did in the beginning, in the beautiful Quranic words of peace, and it means peace be unto you. It's in the beautiful words in the Quran, As-salamu alaykum.
Thank you again, Imam Shaheed Shabazz. Radio broadcast, reality of the creator. Today's subject was on Islam is the way of life, not death. Now, thank you, our radio listening audience. And to add to that, that was a beautiful summary that I wanted to read. It was just right in line with what he was telling you. And I was studying Quran of today, and I just said I must give this, spread this word to the audience and share with them. It says, Allah's works in his world. Allah works in his world in mercy for his servants and in just punishment for those who do wrong. Thus was it in Noah's story, for he worked unjustly for his people, though rejected by them. So was it with Moses. He preached to Pharaoh and the Egyptians, but most of them preferred falsehood and pride to the truth of Allah. Pharaoh's confession of Allah at last was too late, as his life had been spent in luxury, pride, and oppression. And to our radio listening audience, people, we don't want our lives in this way. We want to turn back to the right. Turn back to the right. Turn back to your Creator. Strive to live an upright life. Do not be deceived by the false glitter of this world. This is Shaitan's weapon to get you, to turn you away from the right way, the best way of life, and make you think that this is the life, and after this there is no more life. Know that he is a lie. Know that your spiritual world is the true world and the true life. All of this is just an illusion. The world and all that's in it. Come back to the right way. Come back to Allah. Let's join in together and bring back the good on earth. Thank you again for listening to our radio broadcast today, Imam Shaheed Shabazz, and his beautiful, beautiful, beautiful teachings and lecture for us. Ask you to join us next week and to spread the word. Have some of your relatives, friends, or others to join us likewise. And please, please bring on the feedback. We love it. We want to hear from you. Have a pleasant day as we greet you again. And the greetings are of peace.
Will your soul, your will,
will your neighbor,
will
your neighbor,
and will
lend
a hand,
God's favor,
will your friend,
your friend,
there's no time,
no,
like the present,
no time
to give love,
to give love
and not hate.
Just give love.
And if we could just embrace our difference,
come on,
there'll alive. You know, each soul has its own goal, but to him, we all must be. So why don't you give love? That's right. Now what I want you to do is...